what is the destination, where we have to reach. It may preferably be called insignificance. If you choose to designate it as such, it is an insignificance of which we know nothing. The main problem is that we have very exalted notions about ourselves and our capacities in many fields make us feel also that we are invincible and go on inflating the ego. This pulls us in exactly the opposite direction to the goal of our life. Though we feel that we have fixed our goal to be oneness with the Master, the development of our ego structure does not enable us to reach the goal. The books of the Masters, particularly those on the Ten Commandments, are meant to help us progress. It's always stressed that we must be grateful to those who show us our faults, and so we must be grateful to them for enabling us to a step towards humility, one of the corner pillars of spiritual life. If a fault is shown, we should feel that a great treasure is shown to us and be grateful. Each time a fault is shown, we discover in us a fault on incapacity, lack of understanding, or insufficiency, which prevents our progress in the path. Once we realize our fault, with our determination to reach the goal firmly established, it should be easy for us to get rid of the fault. This is mainly because we have the required discipline for doing the same, as also we have the boon of pranahuti of the trainer to help us in the path. We should understand that to discover a fault is an acquisition. It's as though a flood of light had come to replace the little speck of obscurity which has been driven out of us now. Once while we are discussing the problem of refractoriness, my revered father said that it is a very common human weakness, although it ought not to exist in sadhakas whose progress largely depends on their recognizing what has to be changed in them. Not that recognition of the defect by itself is sufficient, but it is a necessary element in solving the problem. It is of course a matter of pride and vanity that considers the weakness as necessary for strength and standing. Not only they will not recognize it before others, but they hide their defects from themselves and are once obliged to look at it with one eye looking the other way. Or they weave a wheel of words and excuses and justifications, trying to make it something other than what it really is. It is thus necessary to observe and know the wrong movements in us, for they are the sources of our troubles, and we have to be persistently rejected and have to be persistently rejected if we are to be free. But we should not be always thinking about our defects and lapses. We need to concentrate upon what we ought to be and the ideal with the faith that since it is our goal, before us, it must and will come. To be observing faults and wrongs always brings depression and discouragement to the faith we need to have always in ourselves and the Master. We need to turn our eyes more to the influx of pranahuti that brings lightness and less to any immediate darkness. Faith, cheerfulness and confidence in the ultimate victory are the things that help. They make our progress easier and swifter. Success is possible only when we are committed to be true to ourselves and are determined to change our past and be firm to the newfound path of Satyapath. We have to be friends with ourselves, otherwise we will be ourselves be inimical to our reaching the goal. This is what Lord Krishna stressed in the famous Bhagavad Gita in the sloka Bandhuratma Atmanastasya Yen Atmana Atmaiva Jitaha Anatmanastu Satrutve Vartet Atmaiva Satruvat. On the auspicious day, I pray that we again pledge ourselves to the work for the betterment and joyously participate in the transformation of humanity. Pranam.